A new magazine has come out that purports to be news you can use to impress someone. Mental Floss is the creation of a few recent graduates of Duke University. The newly big and glossy national magazine is a kind of Cliff's Notes for general knowledge, offering nugget-sized facts and truisms that can help you tell the difference between Bach and Beethoven, Cabernet and Merlot, the rankings of the top 10 love affairs and movie villains, and a quick guide, if there is such a thing, to the works of James Joyce. Will Pearson is president and co-founder of Mental Floss. He joins us from the studios of member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Now, you began this as a group of Duke undergraduates?
That's right. The magazine was founded in the spring of 2000. It was really during the middle of the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire craze. We had this ongoing discussion about the fact that people in our society like to feel smart. People like to feel well-educated, but in our fast-paced culture, people like to be entertained while they're learning because they may only have 10 to 15 minutes a day to do so.
I mean, I must say, just sitting here chatting, it does kind of invite the question, is this a magazine that's dedicated to enabling young men and young women to pick each other up with interesting bits of bar conversation?
Well, that was not necessarily our idea, although it has been described as a cocktail party cheat sheet from time to time. But the idea really is that there should be a magazine out there that can blur the lines between education and entertainment, and that's what we really set out to do. We know that people want to learn these things. People want to learn the things they missed in school, but at the same time, they want that process to be entertaining, and so that's what we try and do.
Is it hard to figure out what goes into what issue?
It is, although what we try and do is collect the questions from our readers and group them into themes. We have a section at the beginning of the magazine called Scatterbrained, where what we'll do is take a very loose theme and go in as many different directions as we can. Recently, we did one called Give Greece a Chance, where we talked about Greek history in one section, then we talked about Greece the musical, and then we talked about greasy foods. No bad pun is unused in this section of the magazine.
No, I was impressed. You managed to put Sophocles and Olivia Newton-John on the same magazine piece.
Right.
And let me ask you some of the questions that are on the cover. Why is the sky blue?
Really has to do with the fact that the Earth's atmosphere acts like a light prism. And so when white light hits a prism, it refracts or bends the light rays, creating a rainbow of colors. Uh-huh. And you would expect it to look like a rainbow all the time, but it's because the blue part of the sunlight predominates the other colors that the sky does look blue.
And why do llamas spit?
You know, llamas actually can whip up a wad of piping hot stomach juices. If they're angry at times, they do this, or actually in other times, they use it as a form of communication within their herds.
Spitting at each other?
That's right. I'm glad we have better ways of doing so.
Well, not necessarily, but certainly neater ways of doing so. I imagine if they spit at each other to communicate, at least it's pretty plain what they mean, isn't it?
It does the job, yeah.
Mr. Pearson, nice talking to you.
Thank you, Scott.
Will Pearson, president and co-founder of Mental Floss Magazine, speaking with us from Birmingham.